I finally met the man for me, I thought. Handsome and so charismatic. A man of science, chemistry he taught. But I never knew he was a chemistry fanatic. Then the truth became quite clear to me. I never knew how strange a man could be. This has gone too far. What's the wife of a chemist to do? Xenon hexafluoroplatinate. Oh, what a name for a child. I wanted to name the baby Kate, but he wanted something a little wild. I've managed till now, though he named our three sons benzene, argon, and copper too. This has gone too far. What's the wife of a chemist to do? All day with filtration and centrifugation, distilling and filling and washing glassware. One more condensation, then the titration. Resolutions of solutions, it's too much to bear. Electrophoresis and diakinesis, ethers and esters and quantum mechanics. Benzylic, allylic, it never ceases. I can't take any more of his chemical antics. And I need some acetyl salicylic acid. I mean, aspirin. I hate to say my husband has no feelings, or that he has no taste in art. But molecular models are hanging all over my ceiling, and our wallpaper is the periodic chart. Then it happened late last Sunday night, when he served our dinner guests hors d'oeuvres from a watch glass, coffee from a filter flask, and our kids are from a test tube. This has gone too far. What's the wife of a chemist to do? What's the wife of a chemist to do? What's the wife of a chemist to do?